Siren Radio.
Ah, oh, wonderful stuff. That's the great thing. Of course, being up in Edinburgh, William, you haven't experienced as yet the sheer delight that is the Lincolnshire Show. Isn't that true?
No, I've heard a lot about it, but no, I've never actually been there. I mean, my loss.
Well, the key thing is you can actually go online now, if you wish, and download nigh on 2 hours of audio material we've put together. Alternatively, if you're a traditionalist, you might like to wait until tomorrow morning's Midweek Drive Morning Edition, which you can hear all of the exciting things there. Tessa, it's your third Lincolnshire show.
It is my third.
How did it shape up for yourself?
Oh, absolutely fantastic, as always. The organisers do a brilliant job, and there's so much to see and do.
And of course you took the opportunity to possibly consider a vehicle to help you commute from Peterborough
yes.
to Lincoln in the miniature ruby new Lincoln Theatre Royal car as well.
And she has eyelashes.
There you go.
She's beautiful.
I mean, yeah,
the car has eyelashes.
Yeah. We had Ruby, the eyelash laden car. We had Snow White. We
yes.
had World War One planes.
Okay,
we
so.
Had. What was your highlight, Christian?
My highlight.
Mm.
The sheep.
Sheep. It's worth noting, William and Christian and Jason, that actually this was the first time in Christian's time on the planet Earth that the young lad from Yorkshire, specifically Wakefield, had actually seen genuine live sheep.
I mean, I'd seen them from cars.
Of course.
I'd been
when they're driving past with yeah. eyelashes on the front, yes.
Exactly.
It happens all the time.
Yeah, I didn't realise how vocal they were.
Exactly. Let's face it, William, when you were at News International, you got directives through, I believe, when your Washington correspondent saying, look, it's all very well you're doing features on Bill Clinton and so on, but what are the sheep in Washington thinking about this?
Yeah. And the cows, too. I think they're more keen on cows in America.
Nice. Yeah, that's very true. Because actually, I suppose the corollary for our transatlantic New York and Los Angeles-based listener is this is the kind of equivalent to the county show, really, or the state show, the state fair. That's the sort of key thing that you get in the States with, of course, Tessie nodding because quite rightly Sound and Country Vision features state fairs and various
yes.
other factors. And
yes.
we'll be speaking to Carrington McDuffie later on in the production, who's currently in Scotland, which she's travelled to via Seattle, New York, and indeed other parts of the United States of America as well. She was in the studio last week, which is great stuff. What have you been doing, William, over the last few days since we last spoke to you here on the Midweek Drive?
We have got the Edinburgh Film Festival up here, and it kicks off in 40 minutes, actually. Wow. I've got to be there in the cinema, dressed up in my black tie, for a film called Puzzle. And it's starring Kelly MacDonald, who you might remember from Trainspotting. Mm-hmm. And she is a crossword puzzle. A jigsaw puzzle addict.
There are many of those around, and presumably there's treatment as well from that particular perspective. Last year, of course, William, I recall you were there in person at the film festival because one of your movies you'd actually written the screenplay for. Any areas that you sort of put into place this time around, or is it just a case of you going there because it's important to be seen?
Yes, it's important to be seen, and it's important to drink alcohol with the movers and shakers. In the hope that, after a bottle of whiskey between you, they might think, yeah, I like this guy.
I couldn't possibly comment, but, Jason, I think you're nodding sagely in terms
Absolutely.
Of that.
Well, the bottle of whiskey sounds very tempting at the moment.
Very true. Share with us, William, the movie that you were part of last year in terms of that whole package. It went to do lots of great stuff. It was, of course...
The movie that I was doing last year, the one on Lord Lucan.
No, I was thinking about the other movie, actually, the Yorkshire Brokeback Mountain.
Oh, yes, God's Own Country. Yes, exactly. Yeah.
You forget so soon.
That Lord Lucan movie. Can we just not skip over that one, please?
I thought you'd like that one, Jason.
Yeah,
go on,
absolutely.
You can wear your interviewing hat. The reins are now yours. Quiz William as you wish.
Well, I'll begin with Lord Lucan, because actually, why?
Where is
what?
He?
Where? Yeah. Did you find him? Was there a hands-on interview?
Yes, I did actually find him. Well, sort of. I found this legal firm asked me to edit his papers
yes.
that were found. And they are Lord Lucan, My Story. And it's basically what the hell happened to Lucky Lord Lucan after Sandra Rivett's murder.
Yes.
Now, just
there you have it.
Wearing my hat in terms of let's make this an inclusive programme from that point of view that includes the listener and so on. Christian, Lord Lucan, is it a case of what strange words are you speaking?
I have to admit, I don't know who he is.
Excellent. Honest answer. Well said. Tessa?
I don't
Likewise, that's okay, that's fine. Please explain, William, the sheer shock and amazement that Lord Lucan, after his nanny had an incident, or maybe not, what actually sort of worked through that whole process in terms of why years were spent saying, where is Lord Lucan?
The Lord Lucan was the... the Lord Lucan story is the greatest British mystery of the 20th century. And in the 1970s, Lord Lucan, he was aged about 39, and he was estranged from his wife and his three kids, and he was a gambler, and he'd lost most of his money. And he used to gamble away his fortune at a club called the Claremont Club. And in 1974, he thought it would be a good idea to try and kill his nanny and then dispose of her body and pretend that she'd done a runner. But unfortunately, on the night he tried to kill his nanny, he botched the murder and in fact killed, he killed the nanny rather than his wife. And he has never been seen or heard of since. And so for journalists like me, it's a big story. What happened to this guy?
Wow. He didn't become editor of Siren Radio, just in case people are wondering. It has been commented. I need to deny everything on behalf of the current occupant of the managing editor's post, for obvious reasons. No names, no pack drill, but it's not Lord Lucan, okay? No matter what people have actually said. Tessa, does that set the scene?
I think it does. I wasn't expecting that, actually. That was quite a shock to the system.
Most people aren't.
No, particularly not at 8:30 past 5 o'clock. No. Exactly. But there we are.
It enlightened me.
Yes, it's good stuff. And are you going to be doing a screenplay about Lord Lucan? Have you already done one? Are you looking to actually put it into production? Is it in turnaround? What's the state of play with it, William?
We've done the screenplay, and these people are saying, yeah, the money's coming soon. And we feel like in the film... Jerry Maguire, we say, show me the money. We've heard enough of people saying, it's wonderful, we love it, show us the money.
It'll happen. Keep putting that positivity out there, and it will happen. Yeah. I mean, that's one of... And if in doubt, William, if all else fails, you can always use your official Siren Radio ident as a kind of motivator. It goes, in case you've forgotten, like this.
William Coles, romantic novelist, political journalist, and regular midweek drive correspondent from the capital of Scotland, with... or without his prehistoric shark's teeth.
Which is always critical. Don't worry, Jason, we are writing one for yourself. It'll be happening shortly.
I'm feeling rather left out at the moment.
You're never left out. You're a midweek driver. You're in the family. You're in the calendar, for goodness sakes. You're somewhere in the Snart family household. People will turn to the month and they say,
oh my God, get rid of April.
She is using that calendar as her calendar. She has several on the go at once for different things, but she's using it.
There's always a message to be heard from that point of view. It's time to do a bit of turnabout and fair play. William, who would you like to chat to? Would you like to speak to Tessa? Would you like to speak to Christian? Would you like to speak to Jason? Who do you wish to go to for these remaining moments that we have with you before we start heading off to other parts of the globe? In fact, we're actually heading up to some part of Scotland to talk to Carrington McDuffie shortly, but it's over to you.
Tessa, I'd like to ask you, what is the highlight of your week being with Alex?
The highlight? Well, I've only been with him today. So it has to be today at the Lincolnshire Show.
Okay. I've got nothing. What does Alex give you that other guys don't?
Do you want me to leave the studio or something here? Just step outside. It's like feedback all over again.
I'm very interested.
William, where do you come up with these things?
Answer the question, Tessa. I think you need to, otherwise William will be
the
boy.
So go on.
I answered it. You asked me about the highlight of the week with Alex.
No. It's the second, the follow-up question.
I think you need to repeat it, William. Go
Please
on.
Who knows?
Yes. What's Alex give you that other people don't give you?
Guidance on radio and how to be really great at interviewing.
Oh, right, there you are.
I mean, he's your radio mentor.
And I get to go to really, really good events.
Right. What's he demand as a sort of payment? Do you have to keep his tea there, or what's he like?
Nothing really. I just tag along. I mean, I did make you a cup of tea, didn't I?
This is fair. You did actually.
But he didn't make me. I offered.
And I was very grateful. Sometimes, Jason, I do wonder.
I'm shocked.
It's just a habit for me to make a cup of tea, though, because I do at
home. Using students to make a cup of tea. Where will it all end?
I like to feel Tessa's more graduand now. So yeah. She's
graduand.
Exactly. I like that.
Yeah, graduand.
Clearly, if I'd asked Christian to make me a cup of tea, I would have been well out of order, and he would have said, "You know what?
Out of order."
Hey, Alex, you didn't ask me. It's fine. I offered. There's a difference.
That's right. Well, thank you once again.
But that's
William,
that, William.
Opening up that little sort of little number, which is splendid. That's why we like to have you on the production, which is great stuff. That. Enjoy the film festival. Will you be reporting for us next week on how it's been going? Because it is.
I'll tell you what how puzzle went down.
It'll be good. Do you have any spoilers with respect to puzzle, or any sort of indication in terms of what it's about, or is it just a case of no? I'm going to be surprised.
Well, this Kelly MacDonald with her jigsaw puzzles, and apparently she's really good at these jigsaw puzzles, and strange things start to happen. That's about all I know, having read up about it on Wikipedia. Strange things happen.
Well, what else could we clearly ask for from that perspective? Chloe Rose was with us at the Lincolnshire Show. What say you, Tessa? Should we actually follow this up with lungs?
I think we should.
Exactly, especially as a radio station, which shan't be mentioned, had problems with respect to its loudspeaker stuff. I was shocked, frankly. I really expected better from a commercial radio station, but never mind, it wouldn't happen with Siren Radio. William clearly needs to have those last two questions. Go, Tessa, please.
William, have you enjoyed your telephonic link with us?
I've loved it. Thank you so much for asking.
And will you be returning to the show soon?
I will tell you all about the puzzle next week.
Brilliant.
I'm
very impressive the way that Chloe actually wore her Miss Lincolnshire sash throughout the whole thing. Bright red, Lincolnshire sash. Really, it's well
worth lovely. That.
Well worth sort of sorting through. And Chloe will be back with us in Not Just the Future. She'll be doing location reports with us from the Lincolnshire Show tomorrow. And she's not performing, doing various other things. Carrington McDuffie is with us very shortly. Kiss Make Better is her latest album. She is actually on tour. Jason, I don't think you're familiar with the awesomeness that is
Carrington McDuffie. I am not familiar with Carrington McDuffie. I'm looking forward to hearing some stuff and hearing her on the show.
Well, I'm going to put you in charge of the musical choice next, because this is where the universe acts to say there's no such thing as random choices here, even though you never heard any Carrington McDuffie before. I'm going to give you some titles, and using your William Blake specialist poetry hat,
I have a better one for this.
Oh my word.
Stefan Mallarmé, Un coup de dé, a throw of the dice will never abolish chance.
Well, if you threw that dice, would you go for like Sonar, Love Chased Me, My Little Guitar, Hot Sun of the Summer, or Crush on You?
Like Sonar.
Like Sonar. Very significant choice, this, because there wasn't time when we featured Carrington last week to feature this on the programme, so... Excellent. For any whales out there, this is for you.
She had a map in her mind of him rolling across the vast and the lost unknown territory. Signal on the prairie, leaving no wake, nothing at stake, making his lonesome story. But she could trace his way like sonar. On his way through the night, blank as a slate, wide open to fate, by the light on the dashboard, memory of fire, smoke on the wind, that's where the spirits get in. Who knows what he's traveling toward? But she could trace his way like
The Awesome Like Sonar, featuring, of course, the amazing Carrington McDuffie. Look, we can see her there on the Facebook page behind these very controls. She was here like a force wind, a whirlwind of nature last week. And she's online now. Carrington, how's Scotland?
Scotland is beautiful, absolutely beautiful.
Now, whereabouts in Scotland are you? Because we've just been speaking to one of our Edinburgh correspondents, William Coles, so please share with us where the McDuffie trek has taken you this week.
It has taken me close to Ullapool, where I will be playing tonight, and I've been all over the Highlands. I've been in Glasgow, I've been in Edinburgh, and then back up to the Highlands. I've been zigzagging, doing the Star of David tour of Scotland.
Got to ask the question. Any worries with Peter Rabbit? Because I know when you were staying over in Shakespeare Land in the Midlands and so on, you honestly thought you'd be seeing Peter Rabbit, and it might be something that all Americans are expecting. And so when Donald Trump comes over, Peter Rabbit unlikely to actually emerge. Then again, you never know who's going to be Conservative Prime Minister by the time she gets here. It's a thought.
That's right.
Has it all been going reasonably well since last we spoke? About 8 days ago.
Yes, has it been 8 days? Yes, it's been going quite well. I've enjoyed myself tremendously. I've played live at a McSorley's Music Bar in Glasgow. I'd never been, I hadn't been to Scotland at all. So, and I did some radio in Edinburgh. Where else have I been since I saw you? I did my first gig at in Scotland at a Scottish pub. There was a lot of drinking and, carousing going on. And I don't drink myself, but I had so much fun playing for everybody there. And that was in, where was that? That was at the Dunkeld Taybank Hotel in Taybank. I'm losing track of
it's
the
okay.
town.
It's okay. Don't worry. Did you, again, if it's Wednesday, it must be San Diego. But one of those things. That's what we'll say to Arthur Weingarten.
Oh, okay.
Jason, quote from yourself, because let's face it, if you can't quote Professor Jason Whittaker, who can you quote these days, particularly on Twitter? I will actually use the line, Carrington, the coolest ukulele pose you've ever seen.
Well, absolutely. A superb ukulele pose.
We are looking at your website, Carrington, yeah. And once we've actually got our eyes adjusted to the phenomenal leopard skin background there, sometimes just ease back a little bit, Carrington. The coolest ukulele pose. It's been the Lincolnshire show. It's been phenomenal. From the cover of the album Kiss Make Better, that's Carrington with her ukulele. Actually, how many ukuleles do you actually have, Carrington?
I have several because I play electric ukulele most of the time. When on tour, I play an acoustic, regular, it's still a sort of an odd one. So I have, I have three at the moment. I'm down from four, but I've got another one in mind.
Well, that makes useful sense. Now, it's fair to say a few moments ago, when we were giving Jason the chance to actually go over a number of Carrington McDuffie classics, like Sonar, Beamed Out, as I said, for any dolphins, as much as whales, actually.
Absolutely.
All sorts of things. From that way. Do you want to just give us a little backstory in terms of how you came up with like Sonar and what the creative process was?
That song was written on a keyboard, and the sound often that I can choose on a keyboard will influence the writing. But I had the idea of the goddess Athena, who is the one who guides warriors, from her place on Mount Olympus, and she's their guiding star, right? I don't think travelers, I think just warriors. And I know I have a lot of friends who are on the road and who travel and who I keep in mind and keep in touch with. And I was just tapping into that archetypal relationship that I think a female can have with a traveling male.
She is the patron goddess of Odysseus. So as the one traveler that she does guide, it's Odysseus.
And Homer would have made lots of use of that as well. In terms
absolutely.
Of
and system. I think Homer should have posed with the ukulele as well. It would have sold more copies of his book, absolutely.
He might have said, "Doe, sorry, different Homer." Oh, he's upset. I know. Anyway, moving on. Tessa, we were trying to work out today at the Lincolnshire Show, how did Carrington McDuffie become a midweek drivette? And I think we've tracked it down to Cameron Tilbury back in the day. I think
that was the
Nashville connection. We think so.
We're not sure.
Exactly. Very impressed with the fact that last week... Carrington said she promised she'd visit Lincoln 2 years ago. she here. She came. She forced the thing through. Even though I must admit, her chauffeur Rob was we didn't know where he was coming from. It's standing still. It's good, doing good work. However, lined up now, Carrington, if you're kind enough to stay with us, we've got My Little Guitar. We've also got the official video for My Little Guitar, which we're going to play as well. It's one of Tessa's favourites. I think it's one of the first one that we actually sort of worked through. It's certainly meant to deal with empowerment, a whole range of other sort of bits and pieces. Actually, Jason could probably deconstruct the whole thing from a kind of semiotic point of view, really, a sort of Blakeist perspective, which might be that.
Thanks, Alex. Make me work, why don't you?
I mean, there are some stations, no names, that they might be doing this sort of traffic, travel, various other things at 27 and a half minutes past the first 5 o'clock. Oh, and Siren Radio, we decided, let's deconstruct the words and images of Carrington McDuffie, My Little Guitar.
My little guitar, mirror of my next mood. My mute pet, my sweet spot, my imagined lover. Wherever we are, please be my next mood. I ask this as I practice my abandoned other. My little guitar, wherever we are, be my next mood. This, as I practice my abandoned other. I talk from the past, and I talk from the future. It's a sweet voice in the bright noise of a changing picture. I'm not what I was, but I'm still what I have been. It's the main cause.
Like dream wish fulfillment, positive thinking, all manner of other bits and pieces. And I just noticed, Carrington, you actually have Sweet Pea's diner in there, in the video. It's very good. I see Sweet Pea sort of emerging for that. But my views don't matter a bean when it comes to Professor Jason Whittaker's line on the whole system. What are your thoughts on this awesome epic?
It is absolutely awesome. I did not even realise that you could get such noises out of that electric ukulele. It's not so much a comment. I wanted to ask a question. So who are your main influences? Who are the people you really like musically?
Oh, that's a tough question. Range. That's okay. But I'm going to, off the top of my head, because it changes. I go through phases. Yes. And lately I've been listening to the Ramones a lot. Coming in for me, but I've been in Europe, and so for the last 2 months, and I've run across a lot of names that I don't even recognize because I'm listening to the radio. I was listening to radio in Germany for about a month, and there was a lot I just didn't know who I was listening to, but I enjoyed it. I was digging the Black Keys.
Yes,
I've been listening. Yeah, the Ramones. I don't know. I've been listening to a lot of rock. I'm put into an Americana category. But I really love rock, and also a lot of stuff that came out of the 80s, Annie Lennox, Cocteau Twins, you know, there's so much great. But I also listen to Lucinda Williams, for instance, with the rock thing. I don't really listen to country or Americana or folk very much.
It's interesting
I really
to get categorized.
A lot of pop.
Yeah,
you know, it's just the way that is.
I mean, the very beginning when it started off, there was almost like also a bit of David Bowie hunky-dory or something going through the beginning there for me. But yeah, it's just fantastic. What a great song.
Christian, what did you make of the first time you've heard Carrington McDuffie and My Little Guitar?
I loved it. I really liked it, especially the spoken word part through the middle of it. I always like stuff like that because it's not your usual sort of archetypal sort of song. It's not just the normal run of the mill song. There's something more to it, and I love stuff like that.
It's funny to say Carrington McDuffie is not the usual run of the mill artist as well. So it's very important to work through that. Tessa,
I particularly enjoyed the music video to that song. It's all animation. But I thought it was brilliant. Obviously, all around the guitar. It's basically like your first love, I guess.
And it's still out there and doing all manner of marvellous, wondrous things from that point of view. So how has the media tour been going for yourself? Because I know you're squeezing in various radio interviews and various other bits and pieces. How's that been covering yourself, Carrington? It's a bit of a case of breathe deeply and I'll try and understand these Scottish people, but goodness knows they should actually have subtitles.
Actually, I understand the Scots pretty well.
Oh, it's your Lincolnshire focus.
I do. And it's been several weeks now, and I've gotten used to hearing it all the time. And there's certain phrases that they use. And so if I'm not familiar with the phrase, then in that case, together with the accent, I find myself saying, excuse me, a lot. But it's a lovely accent. And somehow it seems familiar to me. I don't know why. I think I've mentioned before, I'm a voice actor and I get cast for doing a Scottish accent for different kinds of character work in audiobooks, and it's ironic now to be in Scotland. I don't dare use my fake accent.
Oh, go on. We dare you. We double dare you. You know, it's, if James Doohan can do it as Montgomery Scott in Star Trek, they'll love you. You know, it's just say, my poor wee bairns, they cannot take it. They cannot take it, Captain.
Sorry, FM just loses all of its Scottish audience in one fell swoop.
Well, I think if anyone said, they'd say, what part of Scotland are you from? And I'd say the fake part.
See what did that. In the spring of this year, of course, Carrington, you launched your podcast, Voice of a Muse. Twice a month, you're presenting outside the box, thought-provoking topics seen through a deeply considered, humorous and philosophical perspective, which is nice stuff. Will they be back when you actually get back to Seattle and Austin, Texas and so on? And is it a case of, well, I've done my missionary work in Europe. I'm now going back to the land of Trump for true wonderment and joy. I'm needed there.
Yes, I think I am. I think all of us thinking people are needed there. You know,
including Kim Jong-un. You know, we love you, Kim. Sorry. Sometimes I get too carried away with the whole sort of system. So life continues. CarringtonMcDuffie.com is the go-to website. Obviously, all the social media from that perspective. Go on, Tessa. Last two questions, please.
Have you enjoyed your telephonic link with us?
Oh, I love this. I love radio. I love it because it's so spontaneous. You don't know what questions and comments are going to come at you. And so it keeps you on your feet. And I especially like Alex's format where questions are asked of the other people about the songs so that I get different perspectives and feedback. Yeah.
I find that the 2 months we spent on rehearsing the lines works very well as well, actually. It's, you know, the kind of the pre-show meetings and so on.
Occasionally we let Alex out, but not very often.
It's a way forward, honestly. Cocteau Twins and Pearly Dewdrops Drops is a possibility, or would you like to go down the line of the Ramones with Baby I Love You? It's entirely up to you, Carrington. Where would you like us to take the listener on a musical journey?
Let's do the Ramones. It's been on my mind. Thank you.
Right.
Let's go in that direction.
So Cocteau Twins actually take it out of the system. Presumably Black Eyed Peas as opposed to Black Eyed Peas. Black Eyed Peas taken from one side. But Joey Ramone, he's up there currently making best friends with Jason's little doggy, who's up there as well, basically.
Yes.
So is that little name check for your doggy?
Max.
Max.
Jack Russell.
Well, if Joey's up there, look after Max. Joey Ramone and Max, it could be just a match quite literally. Made in heaven. But if nothing else, you can say it's got a nice rhythmic beat. On and on and on. The Ramones and Baby, I Love You. We love Arthur Weingarten, don't we, Tessa?
Oh, we do.
Nothing, I mean, truly true. How are you, Arthur? Welcome back to the Midweek Drive.
I'm well.
Is the summer solstice treating you well just outside San Diego?
The sky is about 4.5 inches above my head. It's as grey as grey could be.
Oh, well, then why isn't it? Never mind.
Well, I think I mentioned we're going through a month of what's called May Grey here, and I perked up when I first heard it, thinking, oh, my goodness, I've moved to a literate place. But they literally mean May Grey, so I'm back where I started.
I'm sure Rupert Davis and indeed other actors who've portrayed the wonderful Belgian detective will actually merge with their pipe and all sorts of other things from that point of view. OK, in the studio we have, as you've just heard, Tessa Snart, we've got Professor Jason Whittaker, and we've got Christian Arkabowitz. Jason, life continues as ever with respect to Arthur Weingarten, but if I mention some of the things that he was responsible for scripting in the past, The Wild Wild West, The Man from U.N.C.L.E., The Girl from U.N.C.L.E., the excitement of Wonder Woman, May Gray, The Addams Family, The Green Hornet, I mean, that is that's cultural gold
that
in many ways.
Absolutely cultural gold, exactly. In every respect.
So it's your, and I think, actually, did you know he used to be next door neighbours to the awesome Harlan Ellison? Arthur?
Yeah, No, I'm trying to figure out what you said. Was I the next door neighbor to Harlan, or someone there?
Nice point. I see what you did there. Very good. For the benefit of
BBC.
We were
all Harlan Ellison's neighbours.
Yeah, for Radio 4 listeners, that was what's called a pregnant pause. Moving on. Yes, did you used to actually be... I know you were colleagues of Harlan Ellison when he's not suing people. Honestly, he's all right. But did you know he used to be neighbours, or did I get that completely wrong?
Well, I mean, we were neighbours in the sense that we both lived in Los Angeles at the time, but we were divided by two canyons.
Oh, well, American neighbours.
Exactly.
Yeah,
we lived in
the
same
continent. We've been friends for about 30, maybe 40 years by now,
there is a connection from that perspective, which is all good.
I first encountered Harlan when I was the story editor on a long-forgotten show, and I refused to let him have an assignment because I thought he was an arrogant little punk. So he said, well, here's my response, and he took a swing at me, and I loved him ever since.
Don't use that as advice, Christian. You'll probably get a lawsuit if you try that. It's the way things have changed. You know, what was acceptable in the 20th century, 21st century, a little bit less so. It's the way for that. Jason, what questions would you like to put to the awesomeness that is Arthur Weingarten?
I wanted to just talk a little bit more about some of the shows that you were working on. Start with a very simple one, which I'm sure you've been asked many times. Is there a particular favourite of those that you were working on previously?
Well, I think The Addams Family, only because
the
original source material, the cartoons, were so wonderfully inventive and dead on with an undercurrent of society that no one else looked at or talked about except Charles Addams.
Yes.
And then it got translated, of course, it modified to a great degree, but the team that did the show, both behind and in front of the cameras, were just delightful, absolutely delightful, and I loved every minute of it. It was really wonderful.
Superb. So the one that also then struck me at the list that Alex came through, and I'm suffering incredible nostalgia now, is The Man from U.N.C.L.E., which was absolutely one of my all-time favourites when I was growing up. I used to, and it has to be the original series as well. How long were you involved with that?
Oh, for a little over 3 years.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. And we had a wonderful time doing it because once again there was a great team there.
Yes.
And a name that may not be familiar to you, but if you look at the credits you'll see was a Russian emigre writer director called Boris Inkster, who had an incredible persona, and he never cracked a smile in all the years I knew him, about 10 to 15 years. Never a smile. The conversation was, right?
Yes.
Right? And that. And then a memo would appear in the most elegant English, never from his mouth.
Yes.
But with
a great writer.
Yes, with a surgeon's eye for what was right or wrong in a script and how to fix it. It was never left that, you know, this is no good, get rid of it. He always had a fix. And whether you agreed with him or not, it was well thought out. And Boris is an unsung hero of that series, including the fact that he came up with the enemy's name Thrush because he had a niece who was going through the little agony of Thrush.
Sorry. I had always just assumed that that was an unfortunate double entendre, but clearly it was fully intended.
We like to uncover those stories behind the stories when it comes to Midweek Drive, Jason.
I'm now going to tell absolutely everybody I know the meaning of Thrush in Man from U.N.C.L.E.
Yes, I mean, there are those who believe it was an acronym for technological hierarchy for the revolution and usurpment of mankind and so on, but no, it's larger than that.
Far simpler.
It's quite literally. Or indeed the little bird, which manifests itself in that movie. And I think, of course, one of the classics that you did script, Arthur, was with the joys of Michael Rennie, known, of course, as being one of the men, the original Robert Wise movie, The Day the Earth Stood Still, featured Michael Rennie as the galactic policeman, Klaatu. Was it Klaatu? No, yes, Klaatu.
Would you like a small story about Michael Rennie and my
Absolutely.
It was... The main background was a casino, a Riviera-type casino, Monte Carlo. And there was evening dress involved, tuxedos and all sorts of very nice evening clothes. And Michael came to me and said, you know, I don't like the tuxedo that wardrobe has given me. I wonder if I might be able to get a little more upmarket. And I said, well, yeah, let's see what we can do. So we said, go to the rental place and find one you like, and we'll rent it for you. Very good. And he then said, I need a shirt. I need, long story short, he had an outfit that he could have traveled maybe 5 or 6 years on the Riviera inland. And at the end of the shoot, he disappeared with it all.
Maybe he was having hard times. I mean, by that stage, he was more of a TV actor as opposed to a movie star.
I don't know, but it was the first time in my experience that I didn't quickly catch on to an actor saying, you know, maybe the color isn't quite right here. From that moment on, not a pair of socks skipped my attention.
It starts with the shoes and then moves up from the socks, and then you get the whole character from that point of view. It's awesome stuff from that point of view. Christian, any thoughts or questions you'd like to put into the mix?
When I was looking through, when you started mentioning on the TV shows and stuff like that, I was having a quick look through, and I was quite shocked at the range. I mean, there was, I think, was it Ironside was on there? I've seen that on TV.
Right.
Yeah, I've seen that. And I've forgotten it. I've had a long day. $6 Million Man.
$6 Million Man.
I used to have a little plastic figurine, the $6 Million Man. It was one of my favourite toys ever. And you'd look through, you had little tiny see-through eyes, so you'd look through and it'd make everything small.
And of course, there was always that classic, which you'd use to demonstrate bionic vision.
And slow motion running. We're at school doing slow motion running.
Exactly. How else could you simulate travelling at 60 miles an hour? You can do it in slow motion. Genius. And Arthur was responsible for the two-parter episode on Killer Sharks. What's not to love? Lee Majors, $6 Million Man, and Killer Sharks.
That was made into a feature, and I'm amazed. At least 2 to 3 times a year, just last month was the last time, I get residuals for it playing. This one was in Hong Kong as a feature film.
And that, Arthur, is because, like Shakespeare, the words of the $6 million man will resonate for the next five centuries, I'm sure. That the university...
rebuild him.
Exactly. We can. We can make him better than he was. We can make him faster, fitter, stronger.
And this day, $6 million is quite cheap.
Hence the reason the new movie with Marky Mark, I believe, is being entitled The $6 Billion Man.
Oh, really?
I'm afraid so. It's inflation, but, you know, and it's got Marky Mark in, so, you know, we'll just have to see where things go, but never mind.
Do you have a moment? Do you have a moment?
Because always.
In the latest issue of The New Yorker, there is a new definition of breaking news. Mm-hmm. And it is out of London by the Associated Press, and as the writer of this column says, I'm exhausted with Trump and all that has to do with that. I'm exhausted with Brexit. I'm exhausted with all the toils and turmoil in the world. So I give you this as I leave my desk this early morning. It's, quote, a former meerkat expert at London Zoo has been ordered to pay compensation to a monkey handler she attacked with a wine glass in a love spat over a llama keeper.
That is what we do a journalism degree for at the University of Lincoln.
News. That is news.
That's the message. Cutting edge. Once again, Arthur, you've taken that baseball and you've whacked it out of the park, to use a metaphor that connects baseball with all sorts of other areas as well. Genius stuff. And you'd be pleased to know, Arthur, that in the Snart family household, the Arthur Weingarten text...
It still remains.
By the bedside of Tessa's mum.
It does.
So that's good.
You know. It's still there after all this time.
Exactly. So she'll get to the stage of the sort of sky routine. We'll get it all manifested. It'll be great stuff. Go on, Tessa. You've kept the line going, so go for the next three questions before we go over to a French-Finnish singer-songwriter, Michel Young.
Yes.
Or Michel.
Oh, Arthur, it's wonderful having you on the show again. Have you had an interesting telephonic link with us?
Yeah. Yes.
And yes again.
Oh,
thrice
yes again.
Yes,
so
he doth say.
He's already answered my second question, so you will be returning, Arthur.
Yes, I already have, of course.
Brilliant.
I feel in many ways that you're a couple of canyons from next door neighbours with Harlan Elias Ellison. You're just an ocean across from us, so that's all good. You know, it keeps the thing going. And just for yourself, Arthur, here's 85 seconds of the theme. Cousin It. That was always my favourite member of the Addams Family. I think it was probably the hair. Maybe I sort of, you know, lacking that. Would you watch the Addams Family, Christian?
I have to admit, I did not like it. I was terrified.
Really?
The hand.
The thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It used to always remind me of a spider, and I hate spiders, so I just terrified
you
me.
See, there are so many times, and Jason might or might not confirm this, that when you're about to start a lecture, particularly at the start of the year, and one feels a bit like Lurch. I mean, maybe it's just me, Jason. I need to just work my way up through that.
I think it's just you, Alex.
That's okay.
Although, as an ex-Scot, I must admit, I had the hots for Morticia. I mean,
that was, Carolyn Jones, who also was the Queen of the Amazons in an episode of Wonder Woman with Linda Carter.
I did not know.
Another bit of pop quiz history.
Thank you.
Pop culture put together on that basis. Not for nothing that we actually had Chris Dowd saying, I've met somebody who can out-geek me. Sorry, Chris. Yes. But anyway, he's coming along next week. And Tessa, Addams Family, were you also scared with the Addams Family? Some people prefer the monsters.
I can't remember because I've watched it several times and as I've been growing up. I think I really loved it, especially at Halloween. But I probably, as a young child, I'd have been a little bit scary.
Yeah.
But it's brilliant, isn't it? It is a brilliant
classic series, I think, probably, even though John Huston's daughter, Angelica, does, I think, make a fair stab at Morticia, take care from the late, great Carolyn Jones. But I think, actually, the original with John Astin as Gomez is very good. And Lurch, of course, and a whole range of things. And thing.
Just agree with him. He's off on one at the moment. So just agree. Yes, Alex, you're right.
Yes.
So, Tessa, you are responsible, or rather Sound and Country Vision is responsible, hopefully, for our next French-Finnish songwriter.
Yes. Well, I've just actually read he's born and raised in Sweden, so he's of a Finnish-French descent. So
this is even better.
A bit of a mix, but he's quite a new artist. So
which of the pieces of music that were personally sent to your good self, which you've sent over, would you like us to actually kind of use as his introduction then? Would it be Talk, or would it be Come Over?
I think Talk, just because I was really taken by the song. I really love it. They're both really, really good tracks. But yeah, let's go with Talk.
Well, this is a perfect way to actually introduce our Swedish singer-songwriter of indeed French-Finnish descent. That's what I call basically the reason we had the European Union set up, really. And I think it's a tragedy of unparalleled. Oh no, I won't get political because otherwise I'd go into a whole new field then.
This dream that I have, 'cause I know there's something special. I know. I could never sleep at night. Girl, you make me feel alright. Take my hand and see the light. You're going crazy. You're going crazy. I'm taking all my time tonight. Feeling it's gonna be alright. Cause everybody talk when you're moving through the floor. The fire in your eye is so much stronger than before. I don't wanna wake up from this dream that I have. Cause I know there's something special. I know. Cause everybody talk when you're moving through the floor. The fire in your eye is so much stronger than before. I don't wanna wake up from this dream. Cross a line, and you would never do the same.